Welcome to the Do You Know Him Telford podcast, brought to you by Telford Christians Together. 5 minutes to bring peace to your day. As we continue to explore who Jesus is, our theme this week is Jesus is King. Or to put it in another way, Jesus Christ is Lord. But what kind of king and what kind of kingdom do we believe in? Seems to me that this is a vital question for us to address. And once again, we need to keep returning to Jesus himself to see how he lived and what he had to say on the matter. Because Jesus himself ran into problems in this area, didn't he? The people he lived amongst and his own disciples had a clear but clearly wrong understanding of the coming king and the nature of his kingdom. And all too easily, our understandings can be unhelpfully skewed by our own culture or our inherited understandings. We need to keep returning to Jesus. So what kind of king is Jesus, and what kind of kingdom did he usher in? Of course, I can't do justice that in 5 minutes, but I draw your attention to two aspects of this that are challenging, but equally bring insight and clarity together with, I hope above all, renewed hope. The first thing is this: Jesus is King right now. The clue is in the grammar, isn't it? Jesus Christ is Lord. It isn't Jesus Christ will be Lord. Yes, there is a day when his lordship finally will be revealed for all to see, but he's Lord now. I wonder, how seriously do we take this? Sometimes I wonder if we actually believe that Jesus can only become Lord if we get the conditions right, or if we pray long enough, or whatever. Jesus Christ is Lord. We don't make him Lord, but we choose to accept his lordship and live under it. We choose to seek out what this means and where and how it's being expressed and experienced now. Sometimes that creates huge challenges for us. When through no fault of our own, things go badly wrong in our lives, how can Jesus be Lord? And if he is, then where is he and what's he up to? These are huge questions. There aren't easy answers. But maybe this takes us to the heart of what kind of kingdom. In so many ways, we want a Palm Sunday king, don't we? A king who rides into town and is acknowledged by all, and we simply follow in his triumphant wake. The Palm Sunday King becomes the Good Friday King before he becomes the Easter Sunday King. But notice how much of this kingship and reign is hidden and almost obscured, especially in Mark's Gospel, where we don't get the myriad of resurrection experiences. Indeed, one of the features of Mark's Gospel is the hiddenness of the kingdom of God. A repeated feature is Jesus telling people, shh, don't breathe a word of what you've just seen or experienced. As you can imagine, that doesn't actually work out very well. But again, many of Jesus' parables explaining an aspect of the kingdom of God start with the small and the insignificant, don't they? A little yeast, a tiny mustard seed, and so on. And yet these small and insignificant things, when handled well, bring about extraordinary transformation. What kind of king and what kind of kingdom are we looking for and expecting? Don't get me wrong, there are amazing moments when the power of God is made manifest in the here and now, when supernatural things break out. I've seen that. I've experienced that: healings, deliverance, breakthroughs. But I suggest that if this is the only expression of the kingdom of God we're expecting, we'll miss out on so much. Equally, if we're only looking for the small and insignificant, then are we being faithful to the words of Jesus and the experience of the church down through the ages? We need to hold these two very different expressions of the rule of our King in tension. Jesus is King now, but his reign is often hidden, and we need eyes to see that. That's why I love the logo of the magnifying glass that you find on our hashtag Do You Know Him Telford posters and the publicity. This is something to be discovered. And Jesus promises, doesn't he, that if we seek first his kingdom, then all these other things will be ours as well. And so to ponder that obvious question, what kind of king and what kind of kingdom are we expecting? Are we only looking for the huge and spectacular? Where is the kingdom of God in our frustrations, in our weaknesses, and even in our failures? Where do we see the triumphs of his grace? And so let's pray together. Loving Father, we are so thankful that Jesus Christ is Lord. We look forward with eager anticipation to that day when your Lordship will be unveiled for all to see. But thank you that you are Lord right now. And we choose to place our lives again under your power and authority. And we pray that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear so that we might know and discover your kingdom in the midst of our lives. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm Chris Densham, and I look forward to sharing with you in our next podcast.